How you doing? You dying over there? You coughing?
Had some spicy sauce.
What do we got going today?
Well, I had my salad, so I knocked out one yay.
Oh, you getting a little healthy?
Then I had a breakfast burrito.
Don't you hate when people... never mind.
Yeah, I do hate it. It happens to me every day.
Oh, you being healthy.
Walk in here with a salad or a smoothie or...
This is what happens when you become an old... And then you got your ham over there eating his Funyuns and being like, what? Or what do you eat, ham? Did I see you with a... Did you have a box of Apple Jacks in there?
Yeah, still do.
Yeah.
And you'll just eat handfuls of Apple Jacks throughout the day?
Yeah.
And if you walk in, he'll offer you some.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm good on a handful
of
sugar grain.
I also have a honey in here if you want some.
Some honey. Is that your Fun Dip?
No, that was brought up here by a P1.
Okay.
What do you do with the honey?
Put it on my chicken.
You pour honey on your chicken, on the tendies.
Yeah. I dip it in them.
What threw me was this morning he had a milkshake at like 10:45.
Yeah.
It was a Dr. Pepper shake.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, what, that doesn't refute any of
that's your caffeine. Your caffeine for the morning. Or is Dr. Pepper caffeinated?
Sure.
Are you positive?
Yeah, Dan, I'm positive.
Oh, okay.
Everything that's not diet, that's not Sprite or the otherwise.
Yeah, I was going to say, 7-Up isn't caffeinated, is it?
No, but sodas are, other than root beer.
So if they're brown, they're root beer's not caffeinated?
No, don't believe so.
Huh. You can learn a lot of stuff. Oh, my gosh. So last night I learned something, and I'm well documented. I'm over 50 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to my daughter about something with her friends. Most of her friends are back in college, but she's not yet. And so we were looking at the stars last night for some reason. We were outside, and she was trying to identify. She couldn't find the Big Dipper, and we were just talking about how life used to suck when, like, this was the big thing.
Right.
Like, we were fired up to go look at the sky and then try to make a... Like, those things don't look like anything that they say they look like. You know, that does not look like a Big Dipper. Whatever. She says, oh, man, I wish we could go to the panhandle. Then you could really see the stars bright. And I didn't really know where the panhandle was.
Okay.
And I said to her, where is the panhandle? She's like... You know, and then she did the thing. It's upper left. It's that part that goes up. And I was like, oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
Oh, my God.
No way.
No. Oh.
I never knew why it was called panhandle.
I don't think we can let you get away with this.
I'm just saying a conversation that happened last night between me and my daughter outside under the stars.
You should be suspended.
I said, you're witnessing somebody who's 50. Who is just putting together, so you're saying, like, Texas looks is the pan, and that's the handle of an actual pan.
This is your all-time worst moment.
Like, I don't even know what to say.
I thought panhandle just was like...
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
It.
You thought it was what?
I don't know. Just a word that...
The year of Dan is over.
I didn't think it was a descriptive word, but it makes sense now.
Jeez, man.
So kids out there, someone else out there doesn't know that.
No one!
No.
Not a single person.
No.
So Texas is the pan.
Ah!
Yeah, we get it.
And then if you hold the handle, I thought the pan, and I told her I thought it was down, like lower.
Like where?
I don't know, the bottom of Texas. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
That is astonishing. I'll let you get away with I don't even know what New Zealand is, man.
Or Moab was funny.
Yeah.
This is not funny.
It's not. It's offensive.
It's sad.
And I'm worried for you.
I don't want to offend anyone.
No, we can't transition.
I don't know.
No,
I don't
can't.
Know what
don't
to
try.
Do.
The beginning
don't
of the
try.
End.
You just want to do the news?
I mean, I guess.
Let me tell you quickly about Dana White. Dana White, so you were saying some people were actually backing Dana White?
Yeah.
Like publicly?
In the MMA community.
And it turns out Sean O'Malley apparently is an MMA fighter. Anybody heard of Sean O'Malley?
I've seen the name. I think he's kind of wild ass. Like, he looks like Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Some face tattoo action. although that's a little more common than you might have thought.
Didn't see that one coming. Yeah. Thanks. Shout out Mike Tyson.
Right. UFC bantamweight contender weighs in on his podcast. And he said that Dana White's wife deserved a slapping back.
Oh, no.
But I just want to tell you that his name is Sean O'Malley, and he has a podcast. It says he said this on a recent episode of his podcast, Bro Malley, which is awesome.
Don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. But if you told me that there was a UFC fighter named Sean O'Malley and asked me, will this guy defend Dana White or not, I would have said.
Or denounce Dana White?
Yeah, I'm going to go defend. He's Sean O'Malley.
In fact,
I'm going to say that about every guy named Sean O'Malley in America, MMA or not.
He said, I feel bad for Dana. His wife slapped him. That is rude.
Yeah. Come on.
And it deserves a slapping back. I don't know. It's a tricky one. I don't know. Treat people how you want to be treated. So.
The panhandle.
And Texas looks like a pan. Well, no one's ever said, hey, there's a, oh, it's the pan.
No one thought they had to.
All right, let's do the 130 news now.
Here's Jake with the 130 news.
All right, thank you, Blake. Thank you, Halo God Guy. Hey, Ham.
Hey, Jake. Hey, Milestone.
Hey, Milestone, indeed. Our top story today, of course, is that Dan just found out where the Texas Panhandle is and why it's called that. So we're going to continue with that story, and I'm going to ask Dan on his little laptop there to, or possibly on your phone, to simply go to Google Maps and type in Florida.
Do they have a panhandle? I guess I've heard of that. What do we got?
Well, where do you think it is?
Down low.
I want you to point and show me where you think the Florida panhandle is.
The whole thing?
The whole state is the panhandle.
Looks like a wiener.
All right, he's distracted now, so he's...
You can't help him.
Ah!
Yeah, we get it.
Well, the whole thing looks like a handle, and then America would be the pan. No?
No.
What's the panhandle?
Well, it's the part at the top that looks like you would hold Florida by.
Oh, if you just had Florida without...
Well, like a handle.
Yeah, but that doesn't look like a pan. That's more like a...
Don't worry about that.
Sith?
Question two on today's quiz.
Sith.
Ask you to...
Sith?
I'm gonna
Star
ask you
Wars?
To look up Oklahoma.
Do they have a panhandle?
You gotta stop. He's not going to learn. You're not going to get what you want.
They didn't teach us this in Ohio school growing up. Oh, okay, yeah, wow, they got something. It's right by ours, huh? Right by our panhandle? That's more pan-ish, although it does kind of look like a... kind of a chopping thing.
Like a hatchet?
Not a hatchet.
An axe?
The thing you cut meat with at the...
Cleaver?
Yeah, cleaver. Doesn't it? Look at it. Tell me it's not a cleaver.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Well, we'll move on from that for now.
A lot of people are out there with me.
No.
Not really.
No.
No.
And I'm going to ask that if you are with Dan and just learning what the Texas Panhandle is and why it's called that, email or tweet him, and then he has to provide those to us as exhibits of evidence.
Hey, so we want to talk panhandle. So yesterday afternoon, I was telling you about a story I had with my daughter. We were looking at the stars one night. She said, oh my gosh, I'd love to be in the panhandle so we could see them real clearly. I could try to figure out Orion's belt or some garbage that kids say. She said, I'd like to go to the panhandle to see it. And I told her then that was the moment I was putting together. Oh, it's called the panhandle because it's a handle of a pan and Texas is the pan and blah, blah, blah. Right?
Oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
Everybody made fun of me.
Yeah.
Won the e-break. It's we're all having good fun. You guys made fun of me harshly.
Rightfully so.
You're yelling at me, Ty. Jake said I should be immediately suspended. Blake declared the year of Dan over.
That was him.
Oh,
I declared
okay.
it your worst all-time moment.
I just don't know that you have the authority to stop the year of Dan.
Who does?
Dan does when he said that.
I think Ham's right.
And I said, there's a lot of people out there with me, and you guys said not one.
Oh, he's standing up.
And then after, you know, even after the day went by, you said, okay, you got an email or two. Let me just hand you this. Take a look at that stack.
All right, man.
I have, that's not all of them either. Because since the e-break, a ton more have come in. Support for everybody's favorite Dan here at the station. Now that we've gotten rid of all the other ones, I can definitely claim that. I'm also not keeping my oppressive thumb on you, as other Dans possibly are trying to do so here at the station. That's what the man does. The man will keep you down. I am not doing that. I'm trying to build you up.
I'm going to throw all this in the trash.
What are they, like 10 people?
These are bots. This is Elon.
These are 10 pages. You want me to read some or Jake?
Thousands of people.
Let's see. Morgan Parkey. Dan, I wasn't aware of the panhandle thing either. Born and raised in DFW.
What is a panhandle thing?
D. Adams, 51 years old here. Knew that North Texas was called the panhandle. Never realized... that Lower Texas was the pan.
What'd you think?
So that's a little different. Let's see. Shannon, I'm with you. Panhandle, who knew?
Everyone.
Let's see. Lakita, I'm from here. I just learned about the panhandle 5 years ago. LOL.
I'm not LOLing.
Let's see. I mean, do you want me to tell you about Matt and Austin? About Seth? Let's look on page two now. I just handed him 10 pages. Which each have 5 or 10, you know, emails or tweets on it. Let's see. Tony Rivard, Dan is not the only one. Never knew that. Lindsay, oh my God, mind blown. I'm 37.
Mind blown, you moron.
Yes, I also thought the panhandle was down there. Stephanie, boy, a lot of ladies. A lot of ladies don't know things either. Let's see.
Is that helping your argument?
Kirsten, I'd like to say I just learned why it's called a panhandle. Yeah, another lady. Julie as well.
Just because there's a lot of other idiots out there doesn't mean you're not an idiot.
Jason Bennett, native Texan, never knew about it.
No, that one actually says I am not a native Texan. I have it.
Oh, I am not a native Texan. Okay, well, still. William Hawkey. let's see. But one of these is kind of funny. Jacob Hill does say, under the radar at the beginning of the story, Dan forgets the word for constellation, which is probably true. I thought it was up there, the things, you know.
Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
collection of stars.
So I just want to say, a lot of support for your man over here. The year continues, Ham. You can suck it.
He's got me.
Did you want to play any audio, Blake, or what?
Yeah. And what's lost in all this is it started because Jake explained to you that soda has caffeine. That's what started this whole thing.
Like, on its own, that would have been a...
Yeah, we were already off to a rocking start.
You know, like, you really did not know that Dr. Pepper has caffeine in it.
Well, it was... I know certain things don't have caffeine.
Sprite. And 7-Up.
And root beer.
And water.
Root beer.
Some root beer doesn't, but for the most part...
I just remember my wife would drink a certain something she never usually drank when she was pregnant, and it was because it didn't have caffeine.
But for the most part, brown cola...
Yeah, all has caffeine?
Yeah. And I honestly just thought that was known.
I don't know, Coke Zero doesn't have it.
Yeah, it says zero. It says zero for the... explicit purpose of not having caffeine or calories.
Okay.
Would you like to hear our conversation?
Which didn't exist when your wife was pregnant.
No.
Let's hear it slowed down. It's very funny.
I didn't really know where the panhandle was.
Okay.
And I said to her, where's the panhandle? She's like, you know. And then she did the thing. It's upper left. It's that part that goes up. And I was like, oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
Oh, my God. No way.
No. Oh,
I never knew why it was called Panhandle.
I don't think we can let you get away with this.
I'm just saying a conversation that happened last night between me and my daughter outside under the stars.
You should be suspended.
I said, you're witnessing somebody who's 50 who is just putting together, so you're saying, like, Texas looks is the pan, and that's the handle of an actual pan.
This is your all-time worst moment.
Like, I don't even know what to say.
I thought panhandle just was Dan. Like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
It.
You thought it was what?
I don't know. Just a word that...
The year of Dan is over.
I didn't think it was a descriptive word, but it makes sense now.
Jeez, man.
So kids out there, someone else out there doesn't know that.
No one.
No.
Not a single person.
No.
So Texas is the pan.
Ah!
Yeah, we do.
And then if you hold the handle, I thought the pan, and I told her I thought it was down, like lower.
Like where?
I don't know. Yeah. The bottom of Texas. I don't know.
Oh boy,
that is astonishing. I'll let you get away with I don't even know what New Zealand is, man.
Or Moab was funny.
Yeah,
this is not funny.
It's not. It's offensive.
Sad.
And I'm worried for you.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Teaching moment for my kid. No matter how old you can get, you can still keep learning. Keep striving to learn. Unknowable things, like why is the panhandle called the panhandle?
Like the biggest teaching moment that you have for your kids is being like, I'm still dumb.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
So there's always a knowledge factoid out there that's attainable to you, kids.
Right, just be like me. Let's do the 130 news next.
I don't think we can.
Thank you, Halo God Guy. Here he is, Ham.
Thank you, Milestone.
2 points of note. Christian Wood will join us in the next segment. Note one.
We feel good about that?
I don't know. I mean, when he's on the phone, I'll feel good about it. Point two, Coke Zero, while having no sugar and no calories, does have caffeine.
Okay, there's some kind of a Coke that doesn't have caffeine.
Cocaine.
There you go.
Why'd you laugh at that?
Because it was awesome.
That was not good.
I'm pro-tie.
Thanks, Dan.
I think you're thinking of caffeine-free Coke.
Yeah, that's probably what it's called.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
What?
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Deal with it.
I didn't partake, and I didn't have a Red Bull either, but I'm a little out of the weather today, so...
Under the weather or out of the weather?
What does under the weather mean? It is out of the weather. Under the weather, yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I was trying to do Hideki Matsuyama, and I think I did another.
Yeah, they played that on the Japanese. Invasion.
Yeah,
later.
That's...
What's the Invasion?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Norm and Donovan show?
When did they make that the Invasion?
Well, remember, they were Norm and Donnie, so if they Normandy...
No.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
God, I could listen to that man. In a loop for an hour.
That's amazing. Some amazing stuff.
Oh, we have something amazing today, too, I think. Yes, the emergency brake of the week brought to us by Haile Mazda of Hurst. We're going to give you three candidates, and you get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is a man who's under a lot of pressure this weekend, Bob Sturm. He and Corby are picking the super wild card weekend, and the loser will be the loser in picks with friends. And Bob fancies himself and we do too. We think Bob is a sports expert. And when something sports-related trips Bob up, it's a big moment.
What is the goal of the college football season? Is it to get the best four teams in the Final Four, or is it to get a representative of the top five conferences? Because if you were trying to get the best four teams, I have news. You may have three SEC teams every year in the Final Four.
Yeah.
But they play each other, and thus they can't all have shiny resumes, and thus we would get representatives from the other conferences. The Big 12 can celebrate because now almost a decade into the FPS. Is that what we call it? FPS? Am I right about that?
CFP?
CFP. Yeah. Whatever. MBS. Who can say? The CFP. What's FPS? Football playoff system? Anyway.
I like it.
The Big 12 now has...
Is that a setting on your camera?
Maybe. The Big 12 now has a win.
In Bob's defense, I have heard CFP, but it's... It doesn't just roll off my tongue right now. I mean, I always refer to it as the playoffs. I rarely call it the CFP.
And you rarely call it the FPS.
Rarely call it that. So that happened, and that was funny. When someone has a stammer, it's funny, and they
well,
live
not
on...
not always.
Yeah, that's a problem
pretty,
for a lot of people.
Pretty
well, I mean,
ableist,
like a permanent problem. I mean, we tend to have some fun with them here on
what
the e-break.
Jerk.
It's not a permanent condition. It's just a temporary slip of the tongue. Let's see if you guys can identify these stammers that we've had through the years.
But as, that's Bob.
There we go. Auctioneer Bob, play that one again.
That doesn't seem human. So fast.
All right, see if you know who this is.
Well, I mean, I'm just
that's clearly Norm.
And one more.
Now, I
that's Sean.
One of our favorites, Sean with Rick Carlisle. Well, the guy who does tickers right here on our show and for Norm and Donovan, DJ, had one. I don't know if it's as classic as those, but it did stop down the ticker.
The ticker.
Ticker, a service of Wellborn Garage and Higginbotham Insurance, celebrating 75 years. Dallas Stars picked up 2 points in a 2-1 shootout victory against the Islanders. Jason, Jake Ottinger saved 27 of 28 shots on goal.
We all do it. We all have just odd moments, and that was a odd moment there for DJ. One more time, isolated. Yeah, I don't know if that one's going to live on like the other ones, but it might with a little music in the background.
It will with a little music in the background, pal.
So there's DJ as candidate number two. Candidate number three, we really could have done an all-Dan e-break this morning, and I thought about it, like his confusion when they were doing the story on the cartel, and he said, where is this again? That was pretty amazing.
That was funny. There was a long pause, and then someone said, Mexico. And then I think Jonathan Dodd said, no, we're talking about a Canadian cartel. Very funny line.
He also made a really funny noise when Gordo was on with the Hang Zone. But this... is not only amazing, it's really funny. When I heard this yesterday, I listened back to it probably 3 or 4 times, and I laughed about this for about an hour yesterday. I love Dan so much because, I'm talking for myself, if I don't know something, and I probably should know it, I'm probably laying back a little bit, but Dan just owns it. And he tells the story about not knowing where or what the Texas Panhandle is, as he was talking about looking at the stars with his daughter. This is amazing.
Life used to suck when, like, this was the big thing.
Right.
Like, we were fired up to go look at the sky and then try to make a... Like, those things don't look like anything that they say they look like. You know, that does not look like a Big Dipper. Whatever. She says, oh, man, I wish we could go to the Panhandle. Then you could really see the stars bright. And, I didn't really know where the Panhandle was.
Okay.
And I said to her, where is the Panhandle? She's like, you know. And then she did the thing. It's upper left. It's that part that goes up. And I was like, oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
Oh, my God.
No way. No.
Oh.
I never knew why it was called panhandle.
I don't think we can let you get away with this.
I'm just saying a conversation that happened last night between me and my daughter outside under the stars.
You should be suspended.
I said, you're witnessing somebody who's 50 who is just putting together, so you're saying like Texas looks is the pan, and that's the handle of an actual pan.
This is your all-time worst moment.
Like, I don't even know what to say.
I thought panhandle just was like...
Yeah, that's it.
You thought it was what?
I don't know. Just a word that...
The year of Dan is over.
I didn't think it was a descriptive word, but it makes sense now.
Jeez, man.
So kids out there, someone else out there doesn't know that.
No one!
No.
Not a single person.
No.
So Texas is the pan.
Ah!
Yeah, we get it.
And then if you hold the handle... I thought the pan... And I told her I thought it was down, like lower.
Like where?
I don't know. The bottom of Texas. I don't know.
Man, that is so awesome.
Unbelievable.
Man. Yeah, you know, and then she did the, you know, the over there.
That's like us. Like the kind of like the handle of a pan.
Oh, it's like the
Which is weird because, you know, both those words are also included in the name of it.
What'd you
so think? It's a double coincidence.
I just thought it was a word. And I love the disgust, too, of Blake and Jake when he's going, there's other people out there. No one. No one.
And here we are. We're only 13 days into it, and the year of Dan has ended.
It's already ended.
Yeah.
They said you should be suspended, and this is your all-time worst moment.
All right. I know it's long, but one more time. It kills me.
Life used to suck when, like, this was the big thing.
Right.
Like, we were fired up to go look at the sky and then try to make a... Like, those things don't look like anything that they say they look like. You know, that does not look like a Big Dipper. Whatever. She says, oh, man, I wish we could go to the panhandle. Then you could really see the stars bright. And I didn't really know where the panhandle was.
Okay.
And I said to her, where is the panhandle? She's like... You know, and then she did the thing. It's upper left. It's that part that goes up. And I was like, oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
Oh, my God.
No way. No.
Oh.
I never knew why it was called panhandle.
I don't think we can let you get away with this.
I'm just saying a conversation that happened last night between me and my daughter outside under the stars.
You should be suspended.
I said, you're witnessing somebody who's 50. Who is just putting together, so you're saying, like, Texas looks is the pan, and that's the handle of an actual pan.
This is your all-time worst moment.
Like, I don't even know what to say.
I thought panhandle just was like...
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
It.
You thought it was what?
I don't know. Just a word that...
The year of Dan is over.
I didn't think it was a descriptive word, but it makes sense now.
Jeez, man.
So kids out there, someone else out there doesn't know that.
No one!
No.
Not a single person.
No.
So Texas is the pan.
Ah!
Yeah, we get it.
And then if you hold the handle... I thought the pan... And I told her I thought it was down, like, lower.
Like where?
I don't know. Yeah. The bottom of Texas. I don't know.
I don't know. Bottom of Texas.
Man, that is amazing.
Oh, gosh. That's so great. All right. You get the vote. Bob, DJ, or Dan, 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Listen, I'm calling here from Norman, Oklahoma, but I'm a former Texan, and I'm just calling in for clarification. It's like Texas is the pan, and the top left is the handle.
You got it. You got it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
It's Georgia, and this is Doris Burke.
That's not Doris Burke. No.
Hi, Doris.
Hi, George. How are you this morning? I'm calling you via the ESPN satellite hotline radio cellular device. George, come in.
Okay. I got you. Go ahead and vote.
George, I just needed to know how many energy gels to bring to the sex party tonight, George.
Okay. All right. Wasting our time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Give me Dan McDowell.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Will Deflategate keep Tom Brady out of the Hall of Fame? 888-787-1310. Let me hear from you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for junior summer camp horse, Dan McFowl.
How did he remember the name of my summer camp horse?
I don't know. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, boys. How y'all doing this morning? It's Randy White.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Manster.
Hey, boys. All right, I got something for you. What did the one lip say to the other lip? We were so tight before that panhandle came between us.
Okay.
Gross.
That's a Dan vote.
It is a Dan
vote. But just be careful.
Hello, you're on the Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, users. In honor of Good Strong P1, Joey Opal's birthday today, I'd like to vote for Dan.
And ladies and gentlemen, no surprise here, Panhandle Dan is the winner.
Life used to suck when, like, this was the big thing.
Right.
Like, we were fired up to go look at the sky and then try to make a, like, those things don't look like anything that they say they look like. You know, that does not look like a Big Dipper, whatever. She says, oh, man, I wish we could go to the panhandle, then you could really see the stars bright. And I didn't really know where the panhandle was.
Okay.
And I said to her, where is the panhandle? She's like, you know, and then she did the thing. It's upper left. It's that part that goes up. And I was like, oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
Oh, my God.
No way.
No. Oh,
I never knew why it was called panhandle.
I don't think we can let you get away with this.
I'm just saying a conversation that happened last night between me and my daughter outside under the stars.
You should be suspended.
I said, you're witnessing somebody who's 50 who is just putting together, so you're saying like Texas looks is the pan and that's the handle of an actual pan.
This is your all-time worst moment.
Like, I don't even know what to say.
I thought panhandle just was like...
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
It.
You thought it was what?
I don't know. Just a word that...
The year of Dan is over.
I didn't think it was a descriptive word, but it makes sense now.
Jeez, man.
So kids out there, someone else out there doesn't know that.
No one!
No.
Not a single person.
No.
So Texas is the pan.
Ah!
Yeah, we get it.
And then if you hold the handle... I thought the pan... And I told her, I thought it was down, like lower.
Like where?
I don't know. Yeah. The bottom of Texas. I don't know.
Oh,
bottom of Texas. I'm getting the dog. What are you doing? If I could come to the defense of my friend Dan.
Okay.
When I was young, I thought that the panhandle was the part that
extends out.
Extends out.
By
yes.
El Paso.
Not
okay.
goes up, but
fair
goes,
enough.
But goes to the side, because that's the way I most commonly saw pans.
Yeah,
was that the pan but was after, a horizontal thing, not a vertical thing.
Actually, the state we're in right now, Oklahoma, has the most perfect panhandle.
That is absolutely a panhandle.
Florida right has there. A good panhandle,
Florida
too.
Florida has a good panhandle. Mm-hmm. The panhandle of Texas is weird.
Yes, but you became an adult.
Yes.
You heard countless weathermen say, up here in the panhandle, we've
and
got a front
And I always thought they
in.
Were wrong. I thought, ooh, that guy got that wrong again.
Okay, all right, fair. Well, way to go, Dan. How many wins is that for
That him? Is his 50th win, 79 behind Norman Todger Hitzkus.
Okay.